Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Facebook is an American online social media and social networking service founded by Facebook, Inc. It was founded in 2004 by Mark Zuckerberg, along with his fellow Harvard College students and roommates. Facebook today claims that it has nearly 3 billion monthly active users around the planet. That's almost half of the entire planet. What we're going to talk about for the next couple hours is the controversy surrounding Facebook right now. There's a book called Behind the Mask of Facebook, a whistleblower's shocking story of big tech bias and censorship. Two special people with us. The first, Kent Heckin-Lively, back with us. Kent is a science teacher, an attorney, a staff writer for Green Med Info, and a founding contributing editor of Age of Autism. In the summer of 2010 and 2011, he attended the Teacher Research Academy at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories, spending 8 weeks in a virus lab investigating the expression of microRNAs in a monkey model of Ebola infection. He has written a number of books, including Inoculated, How Science Lost Its Soul in Autism. Kent, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, George.
And I'm going to introduce Ryan, and then I'm going to have you, Kent, talk about how you two got together, and then off we go. Ryan Hartwig was a content moderator for Cognizant, which was under contract to Facebook after observing many instances of domestic and foreign bias. Ryan contacted Project Veritas and then became a whistleblower. This story is told in this book that we're talking about tonight, Behind the Mask of Facebook, a whistleblower's shocking story of big tech bias and censorship. And Ryan, thank you for coming on the program tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Kent, tell us about the relationship with Ryan. How did you two meet up?
You know, it was really very interesting because I had first done another big tech whistleblower as a book, Google Leaks, with Zach Voorhees. And then Zach and Ryan were good friends, and I believe that Zach had set Ryan up with my agent, and my agent contacted me and said, okay, you've done Google, how about Facebook? And strangely enough, I was really busy at the time, and I didn't have time for it, and Ryan came back to me a couple months later, and I was able to jump in and help him put his book together, get it across the finish line. He'd done so much work on it already. He is just a really intelligent, thorough researcher, and it was really such an easy task to be his co-writer because he had done so much and gathered so much material. And I think the thing that really attracted me, as it does with all my stories, is I'm always looking for a good central character, and Ryan is just as honest as can be. You know, and he like these whistleblowers, he risked so much because
sure.
Here he was working for Cognizant and looking to have a career with them, and then he saw things wrong and felt like he had to speak up, and, you know, that's not usually good for your career. But, you know, I like to write stories of heroes, and Ryan joins the pantheon of heroes that I've had the pleasure of writing their stories.
Well, let's bring Ryan Hartwig in again. Ryan, you, of course, know that Facebook's getting slapped around from all different angles right about now. But what made you decide to go public?
Yeah, I decided to go public because I just felt like it was my civic duty as a patriot. Of course, I didn't plan on going public. When I started there, it was kind of a dream job for me because I was using my Spanish. I love Spanish. I was following current events and politics, which I love. And so after about a year there, I just started seeing, you know, multiple exceptions. So I just felt like the American public should know what Facebook was doing behind closed doors to prioritize content and censor political speech.
What did you decide to come forward with? What did you start seeing that really got to you?
Yeah, so the first summer that I started there, because I started in March of 2018 there for Cognizant, and I started on the Latin American side, but I was seeing content on both sides, North America and South America. But that first summer there, summer of 2018, there was a viral video of a Trump supporter being attacked, and this is just one of many examples. But Facebook decided to delete that viral video. So just the power they wield for both sides, whether for the left or the right, and I'm pretty clear about this in the book, that censorship can be bad for anybody
sure.
who's trying to have a political conversation. And so Facebook kind of made up the rules as they went. So there was really no clear violation for this viral video of this kid being attacked, but Facebook decided to delete the viral video. So that just really got to me because I realized how much power Facebook has, and they can really control the public discourse on the internet.
And Ryan, in your opinion, is Facebook starting to wane a little bit? I mean, it's got close to 3 billion people who have signed up with it. But the word is on the street that I hear from my grandkids and stuff is that younger people are kind of turning away from Facebook like they did MySpace.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think, there's a lot. I think Facebook is losing some of its value, and people are turning away from it. They still have Instagram, so, you know, I also reviewed content for Instagram, and Instagram's more popular with young kids. But, you know, with some of these missteps that Facebook's been making, I mean, going back to as far back as Cambridge Analytica, where they're abusing data, Facebook's definitely not as popular as it used to be. It definitely has a stranglehold on the market still, but I think people are going on it less and less.
Kent, tell me what your concern is about Facebook. I mean, it's not a newspaper. It's not like the New York Times or the Washington Post or our city newspapers that you see, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the LA Times. But it does have an influence. And when it sends out news stories, a lot of people follow it, and sometimes they get hits in the millions. What's your concern here?
My concern with Facebook, and it's a little bit different than some of these other whistleblowers coming forward, but my concern is they're not really holding true to the origins of the law that gives them the authority to censor content. So, you know, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act from 1996, the law actually talks about how the internet should allow for a true diversity of political discourse. And I'm not really seeing that happen. And so I'm seeing this censorship. Most of the other whistleblowers call for more censorship. From a more of a libertarian perspective, I don't think there should be as much censorship, especially of political conversations. So that's the danger I see, is this, you know, with these mega corporations, Facebook and Google controlling just large swaths of the internet, where I really think the internet should be kind of free from a centralized control.
Kent, what do you think?
Yeah, and I think that what is happening is these social media giants are replacing a lot of the traditional media, so that all of the concerns that we have about fairness in media, we should have for fairness in social media. And one of the things that I think was really interesting in Ryan's story and was very clear to me is that Facebook was really trying to build the airplane as they were flying it. And so what Ryan was experiencing was like every 2 weeks you'd get more, you'd get an update, and oh, here's what we're doing, and then what really kind of got him was seeing the exceptions. So I think that we can all generally agree that to call, you know, somebody filth is not a good thing. And that was one of Facebook's policies. Well, along came Pride Month, and suddenly it became okay for the LGBT community to call straight white males filth if they didn't agree with their agenda. And so suddenly what you saw was that there was this attempt to put the fingers on the scale of the political discussion so that, you know, I think everybody just wants the rules to be equally applied. And so when you saw such examples like that, you just said to yourself, something is not right here. They're not playing fair. And even though I understand the argument that these are private companies, although I think there's a problem with that because they have so much government involvement, and if you know anything about discrimination law, if there's any governmental connection, you really have to follow, you know, the rules as any government did. But, you know, let's put that aside. But the problem is these social media giants have sold themselves to the public as free and open platforms, and they're betraying the trust of their consumers. And I just don't think it's a good business model to betray the trust of your customers, because eventually your customers are going to find other places to go. And so regardless of whether the government does something, I think people are going to be voting with their clicks and moving away to the first thing that looks as good as Facebook when it appears.
Do you think, Ken, it's just too big right now and it's too big to handle and control?
Well, you know, it was really interesting because, you know, Ryan documented over 40 examples of what he saw as bias. And as I kept looking at this again and again, I found myself saying, I just don't think there are adults in charge at Facebook. Because when you create a large company, you have to be aware that, you know, you need to generate trust with the public. And so many of the decisions that they were making were violating that trust. And I just felt like they didn't have certain voices in the room. You know, like I said, they didn't have the adults there who said, hey, this isn't a good idea. This is going to backfire on you. So I think a lot of short-term thinking, not a lot of long-term thinking, and I think it's really going to come back and bite them in the end.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.